talking to drivers, calling them together. He never is called on it, I know of. As an advisor on policy questions, he makes suggestions that are a result of research and of agreements that we made every day. I have 10 to 20 meetings, and I have to be brief at each one of them, and I ask various staff members. Horace Busby brings me certain memos, but he doesn't turn out any speeches. This boy does the same thing. Both of them are pretty competent folks, but I wouldn't say that they're either advisors as such, because they've got a department that handles each specific thing. It's national defense, it's foreign policy, it's funding. It's legislation, it's O'Brien. If it's Sorensen's work, general counsel, it's Mike Feldman. He writes some speeches. He prepares all of my orders. He does primarily what Sorensen did. He reviews the notes that we put together after I sit down with Bill Moyer, Jack Maloney, and George, and say, here's what I'd like to do at San Francisco next week. And I did that this morning for an hour with Jack Maloney. And he just writes them down. Then we get the material from whatever, maybe atomic energy we wanted from, or maybe council economic advisors we want from. Jack pulled it together. And,
hello?
Senator Olin Johnson is calling you from the floor. He is not on the phone yet.
Get him on, put him on.
Thank you. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes, please.
Tell the operator we want Senator Olin Johnson on 90. I came on and she wasn't there and the president's waiting. Hello?
Hello?
Put him on, please.
Thanks. Senator Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. There you are.
Whoever let you leave is probably on the outside. Didn't know. I'm sure that nobody said. I can tell you the Ann Arbor speech came as a result of a book I read and some work that I did with Barbara Ward. That's satisfying. It's good, and as far as I know, never saw it. It doesn't make a difference, but I just want to show you that somebody's trying to appear important to you, and I resent that to be held. So there's people on the outside and the edge that want to appear that they know something that they don't know.
Well, because they ought to be working. That's not their job to spend their time telling time about who does what. I've got to go on, though.
Hello?
Hello?
Glad to hear you.
Yes, fine. I want you to know that we're going to pass this bill over here in the Senate, but the Republicans have been away several times. It wasn't one
vote. I know that.
So they're trying to put the rub on us. And
that's right.
We can get them to go along with us.
I sure hope you can.
We will. Another thing I was calling about, I was talking to Irwin and Jordan, my colleague here, about a matter. Have you selected, and by if you have, of course, that's just closed the door, in Kaplan's place?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I've done that before he left, before he even announced it.
I see. Well, that's the only thing I wanted to know. If you had to, there's a boy in North Carolina that's been standing down there that's very active in the politics.
I have, Owen. I appreciate it, and I'll be in touch with you, and we'll talk about some of these things, but that's already behind us.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
Sure.
Go on, get that out this week.
We'll do our best.
All right.
Fighting.